everyone. Today is July the 17th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan, and I will be assisting in this call today. Before we hear from Alex, I wanted to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also love to share this following quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz in November 2007. And the reason we like to share it is that the purpose of these calls is to provide a current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, Alex has just returned from his trip to Europe where he did some workshops there. And so what I'm going to be doing today, because he just returned, is do another replay. So this replay is, I can't remember what year it was from, might be 2014, but it's called Why Do People Enjoy Violence? So let me pull that up. I'm sorry, I didn't have that right here. And here we go.
Thank all of you for being here. We are tremendously, greatly, unbelievably honored by your presence every week. And we thank you for that. We work hard to try to make this meaningful. If there's a way we can do that better, please let us know. And please just give us feedback. We love hearing from you. And so we would really appreciate feedback. Okay, why do people enjoy violence? This one is one that a lot of people don't typically think about these issues in their own life. So this one is sort of a take your own internal temperature to see where you are, and it kind of tells you what you are most valuing and placing as your highest priority in life. It can do a little bit of both of those. And this is one that was a real eye-opener to me, personally, about myself a number of years ago. This is also a way, we talked last week about don't ever be on the wrong side, and that being on the wrong side is not determined by doing wrong things. We all do wrong things. Being on the wrong side is when you have kind of said, okay, I'm going over here to this place that I believe is wrong. I believe it's darkness. I believe it's falsehood. I believe it's fear-based. That's what I believe. And I'm still choosing to go over here for pain and pleasure reasons, okay? And when you do that, you have kind of given yourself to darkness. And the way to know that you've given yourself to darkness, as opposed to just doing wrong things sometimes, is temptation. If you are tempted to do something wrong, then you have not completely given yourself over to darkness, because the very word means to be lured from one place to another. And you can't be lured into the darkness if you're already there. And so if you're already there, there tends to not be a struggle between should I do this, should I not, I really think this is wrong, but I really need a break. When you're in darkness, you don't usually go through that. You just do it, okay? Almost like a robot or without thinking. And if you've seen documentaries on a number of serial killers, that's what a lot of them will say 10, 20 years after the fact, maybe when they've been gotten some help, is that, you know, during that time I was really just sort of acting like a robot. It was almost like I was outside of my own body and self watching myself do these things, but I was really sort of numb and all of that. That's when you've given yourself over to darkness, and you don't have to be a serial killer to do that. It can be just, you know, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do this anyway. And there's not a struggle. You've just sort of made that decision. If there's a struggle, then that's another word for temptation, which means there's a good chance you are living in the light, not the darkness, but everybody in the light still does wrong things sometimes. Okay, well, this week is sort of piggybacking on that a little bit. And everything about enjoying violence, and I mean a wrong kind of violence, not necessarily a football game or something like that, but a wrong, destructive, harmful kind of violence, okay? This all goes back to the core issues of significance and security, which are the two core issues in the healing codes in the 12 categories, and they're the two core issues of virtually everything in your life. If you feel significant as a person, usually because you have been loved and nurtured and cared for, and you've been treated that way, you've been taught that typically, okay? If you feel significant, then you don't have a need to pull other people down to make yourself feel better, okay? Because you already feel, I'm a good person, I'm significant. Yeah, I do bad things sometimes, but I still believe I'm a good person, I'm living in the light, I'm trying as best I can. You know, it's still some days, weeks, or years, three steps forward, two steps back, okay? But some years it's five steps forward, two steps back, okay? So I'm growing, even if it's very slowly. I don't feel a need to judge others. Judgment is related to inferiority and superiority. So we judge people, by and large, based on our own junk, all right? I judge you in hopes that I will feel superior to you. When I judge you and I judge you to be superior to me, that hurts. And then I need to numb the pain somehow with a love substitute, all right? Or I'm tempted to do that, okay? But that's also when I judge you to be superior, I may, in that comparison, and that's an important word this week, comparison, I may actually feel better when and if something bad happens to you. If you go bankrupt, or I hear you got fired, or it might make me feel better because I judged you to be superior to me, and so when you get brought down a peg or two, it makes us a little bit closer and makes me feel not so inferior and a little bit better about me, okay? The category of security is the kindness category in the healing codes, and that includes internal and external. Security means the basic needs of life, a roof over your head, shelter, food to eat, that sort of thing. But it also includes the super critical issue of rejection or acceptance. Okay? I've never met a person in my life who did not have rejection issues related to others, related to themselves, related to God. They may have healed them, but I've never met anyone who did not have rejection issues, meaning typically comparing ourselves to other people and feeling inferior, or feeling superior, but they're not treating me that way, and so that makes me angry. Okay? But if internally, if in your spiritual heart and your conscious mind, you feel significant and you feel secure, you will tend to not enjoy violence. You will tend to, when you hear something bad or negative or painful has happened to someone else, no matter who it is, even if it's a boss who didn't treat you particularly well, or a neighbor who cut down your tree, or whatever, you still will not enjoy something bad happening to them. You will automatically feel, oh, I'm sorry about that. I wonder if there's something I can do to help. I'll pray for them. And that is your honest, genuine, authentic feeling, okay? If you feel insignificant in some way, that could be overall or just in one particular area, and or insecure, in other words, I've not gotten the love I feel like I need, and so I feel a little shaky about me and my worth and value and all that sort of thing, then you'll tend to enjoy violence. You'll tend to enjoy when bad things happen to other people. Okay? The reason people enjoy violence, to put it in a nutshell, is because it feels good to them. It feels good. They see someone else struggling. They see someone else in pain. It makes them feel better about their pain, their lack, their insignificance, their insecurity, their financial problems, their whatever, okay? I can remember when I was in my 20s and I was just getting started in business, and a couple of friends of mine who I was in school with were out of school and they were already making 6+ figures income just 2 or 3 years out of school. And man, I was flat broke. A lot of you have heard the story. At the end of the week, Hope and I would put our change together and go to the grocery store and see how much peanut butter and pinto beans we could buy, because that's all we could afford, all right? We qualified for welfare. We never received welfare or applied for it because we just didn't believe in that, but we qualified for it, and yet I had some really good friends who were driving brand new BMWs and buying big, nice houses and going on expensive vacations. And you know what? There were several times when something negative would happen to those guys, and I would enjoy it. I would feel better because that happened to them, and secretly, I even wished more bad stuff would happen to them. Okay, now I'm almost ashamed to say that today, because that just sounds horrible. And at the time, I felt that too. I felt, you know what, I shouldn't really be enjoying their misfortune. Why am I feeling this way? You know. But then I'd go right back to, yeah, man, they got fired and went bankrupt. I'm having a good day. Okay. And I didn't understand all of that at the time. You have to take away the feeling before you can see the situation as it is. We enjoy violence. We enjoy bad things happening to other people because it feels good to us. We have to heal and take away that good feeling when bad things happen to people, before we can see the situation objectively and respond in truth and love instead of fear and falsehood related to seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. But how do you do that? How do you take away that feeling? Well, one of the ways is by realizing that whenever you experience enjoying violence, again, not necessarily in a football game type of violence, but violence that hurts somebody, either physically or non-physically. Whenever you experience that, that comes out of the anger category of the healing codes, okay, which is also called the patience category. When you experience something in the anger family, it is absolutely conclusive, 100% guaranteed that you have a wrong goal. Every time. Unless it's a life-threatening situation. And there is godly anger when someone is being mistreated. Like if you see someone molesting a child, okay? Having anger in that situation that inspires you to go protect the child, even if it means you being harmed, is godly anger. And that's a good thing. We don't want to get rid of that, okay? But the anger where I'm enjoying something bad happening to someone else because it makes me feel better about me because I'm comparing and I'm living in this world of judgment and inferiority and superiority and acceptance and rejection and all that, okay, that is not a good thing. That spikes your stress and that takes you farther away from the light and closer to living in the darkness. So when you experience this, you have a wrong goal. Okay, now, what's a wrong goal? A wrong goal is when your goal is typically a physical or external circumstantial to me in my 20s, all right? And those guys that I went to school with who are making a lot more money than me. My goal was for me to make six-plus figures and for me to drive a BMW and for me to buy a big old nice house and for me to go on fancy vacations and on and on and on. That was my goal. Now, I'd never stated that. I'd never written it on an index card and put it on my mirror, all right? But when that happened at that time in my life, and I did a little bit of praying and soul searching, I realized that was my goal. My goal was to make bunches of money and all the things that come with that, all right? Well, from the first second I had that as a goal, it was a wrong goal. And the inevitable result was anger because I'm in this situation, and they're in that situation. Now, I might have felt a little better if I had compared myself to people at school that were not doing as well as I did, but we don't tend to do that, okay? We tend to compare ourselves to the ones that are doing better, okay? The fear-based ones. Focusing on people who are not doing as well as I am, and having gratitude for that, that's love-based. So we don't tend to go to the love-based unless we are full of significance and security internally. Okay, so how come I have a wrong goal? Because I'm living like a five-year-old and I don't even know it. That's it. Up until the age of 5, 6, 8, we are designed, created, built, manufactured to live in a place where we seek pleasure and avoid pain. It's part of our survival instinct, okay? But once we get to 6, 8, 10, you know, whenever those ages are, we're supposed to switch. We're supposed to realize that rather than just surviving, I am supposed to live by what is right and good and true, what is in light, not in darkness, what is win-win-win for everyone concerned. I'm supposed to override my seek pleasure, avoid pain, hardwired programming, and choose to live in love based on what is right, even if it means more pain. In other words, regardless of the circumstances, whether I'm getting the end results that I want or not, that is not my goal. My goal is to live in the present in love, do what's right and good and true and win-win, no matter what the end results of that are, short-term, long-term, for the rest of my life. So when I'm 50 years old and I'm feeling good because someone else goes bankrupt. Oh, I remember another one, too. I remember a guy in athletics when I was growing up, probably a teenager on this one. And, you know, I thought I was pretty good. When I was 10 years old, I won the city championship in Nashville, which was a pretty big deal, okay? And had a athletic thing with this other guy in Nashville who absolutely ate my lunch, beat me up one side and down the other. And to make it worse, he was kind of a cocky guy, you know, sort of rubbed it in your face a little bit, you know, kind of laughed that he was beating me so bad, you know, that sort of thing. And boy, I remember feeling anger toward him, and a couple months later, I heard that he had, like, broken his ankle or something, you know, and it was a really bad injury. And I felt happy that that had happened to him. And I was ashamed of that one at the time, even as a teenager. Man, I should not be happy that he, you know, got hurt badly. But I did. Okay? So the reason we have the wrong goal is because we are choosing to continue to live as a five-year-old seeking pleasure and avoiding pain rather than in order to get a certain end result that we think we need to be okay, all right, which is winning the match or buying the BMW or the big house, or certain people liking me and speaking well of me and all that sort of thing, all right? Or I give all that stuff up to God. My job is the present in love as best I can. I'll never do it perfectly, regardless of the end result circumstances, regardless if it means more pain and less pleasure. Using pain to fix pain never works. You end up with pain squared. Although enjoying violence and being glad when negative things happen to people is trying to fix pain with pain. Okay? The seek pleasure, avoid pain, unless you're 6 years old or younger, or unless you're in an emergency life or death situation, is living like a five-year-old. Okay? So to say and commit to and choose to let go of the end results, to let go of the pain and pleasure. There may be more pain, there may be less pleasure, there may be more pleasure, there may be less pain. I hope there is, but that's not my gig. My job is to do what's right, to do what is love-based, not fear-based, to live as an adult, not a five-year-old. That's my job. Whatever the end results are from that, so be it. Okay? Coming from pain to fix pain, you will only end up with more and more pain. And enjoying violence, enjoying negative things happening to other people, constantly comparing yourself to other people, that inferiority, superiority scale, all that stuff is an indication you're trying to fix pain with more pain. And it will never, 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 ever work. You'll end up with more fear, more pain, long term. And you'll keep going around the same vicious cycle over and over and over again. This is the reason for most wars. People are insecure or insignificant as a country or the leadership of that country. We need what that country has. We need their resources. We need their tax dollars. So we're going to go get it. We're bigger than they are. We're stronger than they are. We're going to go take it. All right? That's living as a five-year-old, as a country. Okay? And it ends up with more and more pain long term. People lie to get things and get out of things. Okay? I've shared before, I've got a good friend who was in the FBI for 30 years, and I asked him, what's the number one thing you learned in the FBI? And he said, everybody lies. You know, you think there's good people, you know, and they don't lie. He said, in my experience, everybody lies. We lie to get things and get out of things. We lie because we have insignificance and insecurity internally, and we are gratifying our flesh, I'll call it, because it is tied to our physical body and our flesh. And so our decision is to seek pleasure and avoid pain. And if there's a lie involved in that, in getting the pleasure I want, if there's a lie involved in getting away from some pain I want, then I'll lie. The problem is lying spikes your stress, which means every time you lie, you're making everything in your life, physically and non-physically, worse. And forever, until you heal it, until you repent, until you confess, until you heal that lie, you have a memory of that lie inside you that 24/7 resonates a fear signal to the hypothalamus and spikes your stress response. Okay, so this week, as you pray, as you meditate, as you just hopefully take a few minutes to be quiet and still and think about, okay, let me not just go through another week, another year, another month the way I have for these last years. Let me see, is the way I'm living the way I really want to be living? And if you enjoy violence, if you take pleasure sometimes when bad things happen to other people, if you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, okay? If you're living by seek pleasure and avoid pain, if your goals are focused on end results, external physical expectations, okay? All of those are based on a wrong goal that comes from you continuing at whatever age you are to live like a five-year-old. So, do you want to live 2016 as a five-year-old or as an adult choosing to live in light and love and truth, not comparing, not judging and identifying, okay, superior here, inferior here, not living by wrong goals that increase your stress and continually leave you empty, choosing love instead of love substitutes, okay? Which do you want to do in 2016? You may not, probably can't, change all of this simply by your willpower. I certainly couldn't, all right? By trying harder. That rarely works. So I would encourage you, pray. That was supposed to be 10 prays. And then number 11, get the tools out. You know, our tools and other companies have good tools too, all right? But get the codes out, the master key, whatever. Get your EFT out, whatever. And heal the reason that you enjoy violence, that you enjoy negative things happening to other people. And also the reason you enjoy, if something good happens to you, comparing that, well, so-and-so hasn't had that happen, and feeling a little bit superior. That's the other side of that same coin. Okay? I would not go another week living that life of constantly comparing and enjoying negative things happening to other people. That's just a horrible way to live. And there's no joy in it. There's no peace in it. And more pain. So this week, pray and meditate. Where are you in all of this? Where do you want to be as far as all this is concerned? And let's get to work. We'll be happy to help you. And let's start living where we love everybody. We want the best for everybody. We don't have to compare. We don't have to judge. We have good goals. We're living in the present in love. That's a wonderful way to live. And you'll be happier, healthier, love, joy, peace, significant security, all of the above.
All right. So that was a great talk. And you can hear that again if you like. You can go to the dralexanderlloyd.com and you can click on select the whole life healing replays. Go to dralexanderlloyd.com/calls and you can go to the whole life healing calls and you'll get those replays there. Or you could go to iTunes podcast, and those will also have replays there of this particular talk. All right, so we're going to go ahead and give those of you who would like an opportunity to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. All you have to do is press *2 on your phone. That will raise your hand, and I'll unmute your line so you can receive one. We can test to see what would be the best one for you to address whatever it is you choose. So this is not a time for us to teach you how to do trilogy or how to do healing code. So you do need to know trilogy and what that entails. And the healing code hand positions. If you know 1 and 2, healing codes 1 and 2, let me know that, and I'll include that in your trilogy or your custom code. All right, so *2 is going to raise your hand. Our first caller is in Florida. Your number ends in 9037. 9037, your line is open.
Hi, Joanna. This is April.
Hello. Hi, April.
Hey, I want to get a code for a fear issue, and it's an old one and it's pretty strong. And I was kind of working on it a little bit, I guess, several months back, getting custom code for me, and wanted to take that up again. Sorry, I'm trying
okay.
to get
Do you want to do a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy.
Okay. And the early memory, the earliest memory of this, about how strong is it?
That was pretty strong.
Okay.
It was off the chart.
Okay, let's go ahead and test for this. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, first minute. You're going to go through all the tapping points from the eyebrows down to the side of the hands. Okay, and then you're going to do this customized tapping. Collarbones, eyebrows, middle of the chest or thymus, under the arms, under the nose, chin, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number 2, healing code. 3 positions. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. Both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Minute number 3. You're going to do from the base, you're going to slide your hands from the base up and over 3 times. Then you're going to start at the solar plexus, hold, slide to the throat, hold, or pause. Slide to the heart and pause. Slide down to the base, pause, and then go all the way up and over. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, so we still have time, and we have another caller, and your number ends in 1374. 1374, your line is open.
Yes, hello. It's Sandy.
Hello.
I have a
Hi,
question.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. First of all, I have a question. And on June the 12th, you gave me what to do to increase my financial abundance to be properly and well settled. And I was going along well with that. And then I was asked to stay at a friend's house and look after their cat. And since then, with all the moving, I haven't done anything, although money is coming in more. Is that still good for me to do?
That was about, what, over a month ago?
Yes, just over a month ago.
I would say that we should get a fresh one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Would you like a custom code or a custom trilogy?
Custom trilogy.
Okay. Now, what is the main feeling that you're having? Is it anxiety? Is it limiting beliefs regarding this? Are you feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I sometimes feel wishy-washy about where to locate because I really do want to relocate, and I'm going back and forth,
okay.
So I did need to solidify that. And I'm looking forward to have more finances. But interestingly, someone found out what my capabilities are, and it just came for a session, is thrilled and telling everybody. So now I've got another appointment from it, so that'll be great. It's what's holding
Wonderful.
Me back is the finances. So once
okay,
I have
so
the proper finances,
mm-hmm.
it'll make it easier. So I think sometimes I'm... Go on.
So you want clarity.
Clarity.
Clarity, yeah, on direction as far as what to do for finances.
That's right. Yeah, that's the word I want.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and get one for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The clarity issues.
The clarity issues.
Okay. So what this is going to do is address any blocks that would keep you from having more clarity and confidence in moving forward in directions.
Oh, good. That's what I need.
Okay. So minute number one.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go ahead and tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands.
Okay.
And then come back and we're going to tap again on the hands. We're going to go to the thumb. Go to thumb.
Uh-huh.
Little finger.
Okay.
And then we're going to go up to the head. We're going to go to eyebrows, side of eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, and the chin. Then go to the sore spots.
Sore spot, okay.
And then do 9G.
9G, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, minute number two, healing code.
Okay.
First position, left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Jaw, temple, okay.
Next position, both hands, temples.
Temple, okay.
Third position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Fourth position, left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start at the base, and you're
going
to trace your hand, go all the way up, and let's do that three times. So you can do it fairly quickly. And imagine when you're tracing your hand up the center of your body that you're just infusing that river with this positive energy and code to overflowing. And you are opening and harmonizing all the chakras.
Okay, imagine overflowing. Okay.
Okay, now, after you've done that three times, fairly quickly, we're going to start at the solar plexus. That's the tummy. Then slide up to the throat. And you're going to pause. You're going to pause there. Then up to the forehead and pause. Then down, all the way down to the base. Pause. Imagine just being grounded there, secure. And then slide all the way up and over.
Okay, thank you very much. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sandy. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and our next caller is from Virginia. Your number ends in 7562. I believe that's right. 7562, your line is open.
Hi, Joanna. Thank you. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
I am working with the success code manual, and I had a question. I've done the 12 days of block breaker code over and over and over. And so when it says, ask that any, for example, if I'm working on trust issue, my prayer is I ask that any trust issue that is blocking my success be removed from my life. So I do the basic four, bridge, Adam's apple, jaw, and temple. And then do I go right into doing the trust infusing, which is, I guess that's infusing it. It's the booster, left-hand bridge, right-hand temple, both-hand jaw, both-hand bridge, and then the booster? Or do I need to say the prayer again when I do the trust one? So according to the instruction, it looks like I just pray once for the block breaker code and then go into the trust right away without saying the prayer again.
That's entirely up to you. You know, you can say the prayer and include everything in the first time around as far as starting the whole process. It's up to you. What I would suggest we do, though, is let's create a – are you doing trilogy at all?
No, I'm not. I watched the video, but I don't have the written instructions, and he goes through it so quickly that
right.
It's hard for me to follow.
Okay. And it's true, you know, sometimes you have to pause and write things down if you don't have those written instructions.
Are there written instructions? I looked at his website and I didn't see that available to purchase anywhere.
Well, there is a program, a trilogy program, where it has not just the, you know, it has specific trilogies for every single category and every source issue in your life. And
I didn't see that. I couldn't find it.
I looked
at the core methods, and I looked at other areas, and I could not find it anywhere on the website.
On the new web, did you go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com?
I think that's what it was, yes, where I found the other things, like the success code and healing codes.
Yeah, those are on the old website. If you go to the new website, DrAlexanderLloyd.com, you should be able to find the trilogy program there. If you have difficulty, you can email me or contact Cindy. She can direct you as well, or email me. If you want to email me, you can certainly do that, and I can help you with that.
Okay, and may I get your email address then, or is that available through his website?
You can find me on the website, but I could give it to you. It's Johanna Chan, JohannaChan, 07 at gmail.com, or you can go to the website, look under practitioners, and you can find me there. And I'm happy to help.
Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's get a custom code for you. A custom code for you to address your success issues. Would you like that?
Oh, I would love it. Thank you.
Okay. And so are you familiar with the Healing Code's two positions, the brainstem and the high bridge?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get a custom code. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The blocks to my success.
The blocks to my success.
Infusing my success.
Infusing my success.
Okay, so you can use this one the same way you're using your codes in the book. Only use this one because this is very specific for you.
Okay.
Okay, left-hand bridge, right-hand jaw.
Okay.
Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Both hands Adam's apple.
Okay,
number three is both hands Adam's apple. And
got
the
it.
Last one, okay, and the last one is both hands brainstem.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
May I ask one other question, Johanna? Do you have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when I come up with, when I think about my goal that I desire, let's say he says to think of, imagine having that goal and any negative feelings or emotions that come up. For example, it's too much competition. I'm not good enough. I'm not that lucky. So there are three things like that come up, right? When that happens, do I need to do clearing for each of those, or can I do them all together to remove it?
I would say I would do them all together first and then see which one still seems to be strong afterwards. You could do that. It's going to affect all of them. Usually what we would say is pick the one that's the strongest negative and put that one in your prayer. And then after you're done, check on it and check on the others. Most of the time what you're going to find is you do not have to specifically address the others because they all come down in intensity as the strongest one heals. So in a sense, you're doing them all at the same time. And that's usually the easiest way to do it is, okay, look at the three. Which one seems to be stand out the strongest right now? And put that in your intention and prayer, understanding it's going to positively affect the others anyway. So you don't necessarily have to work on one at a time because you're going to find they're all starting to come down in their intensity as you address even one of them.
Oh, I see, because they're all connected. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Many times when you heal the strongest one, you'll come back and say, okay, now I'm going to look for the next one, and all the other ones will be collapsed as well. So that's something that's a pleasant surprise for many people.
Thank you. And I wanted to thank you, Joanna, for giving me a code for my dad's hearing loss. He called me this morning to say that he can hear about 85% out of the ear that was damaged. And doctors have told him nothing would help, not even hearing aids. So this is a miracle. I mean, it's amazing.
Wonderful.
Can you just imagine the doctors say there's nothing we can do, not even hearing aids, and he has about 85% back. And he says, Cindy, I feel like in about a week I'm going to get it all back.
That's just wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing.
Thank you for helping me with the code to help him. So, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you came on the call and you asked for help and we were able to get that to you. Thank you. God bless you.
This by far is the best method. I've tried everything. I've tried Sedona method. I've tried Access Cons. I've done it all. Theta healing, you name it, I've done it. This is the easiest, simplest, and I can help others. This is so incredible.
Wonderful.
Some methods are good, but you can't help others. You can only help yourself. This is by far the best. I wish I found this like 2 years ago. Thank you. This is so amazing.
I'm so glad you have it and that you're sharing it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Wonderful. I love it when we hear that feedback. All right, so we still have a few minutes. If anyone would like to get a custom code or trilogy, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. And I do not see any other hands raised, so that's probably going to end our call for today. Alex will be back with us next week, so be sure to come, tune in, and God bless you all. Have a great week.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.